Second floor, cliche department. Athletes in a post-game interview can be very frustrating for both the reporters asking the questions and the fans who have to listen to the answers. I want to see the day when a reporter finally takes those weary cliches literally. I'm Jeff Hoyt. This is Hoytus Interruptus. That day is today. Let's go down to the locker room now. We're here with Chris Fowler, who put on quite a display today. Great game, Chris.
Ah, thanks. Hey, it's a team effort out there. We're just, trying to be in the conversation.
Well, we're having one right now, and you're in it, so mission accomplished. Looked like you guys were focused out there.
We came to play today.
Well, that's good, because the fans came to watch you play today, which is all part of the whole symbiotic player-fan experience, wouldn't you say?
Okay.
What was the key to getting the W out there today?
Oh, well, I just thank God. He was looking out for us on this one.
Wow. Well, that flies in the face of Acts 10:34. Let me find it here. So Peter opened his mouth and said, "Truly, I understand that God shows no partiality."
Hey, all I'm saying is our backs were against the wall, so we just tried to play within ourselves.
And why would you do that?
Why play within ourselves?
Yeah, why not play outside yourself? Then you got a whole out-of-body thing going. The essence of who you are is hovering over the field. You can probably do anything in that scenario.
We were just trying to take it to the next level out there.
But can you take it to the next level while playing within yourself?
I don't suppose so.
Thank you for seeing that. So what really made the difference today?
I don't know. Maybe we just wanted it more.
Really? Why didn't they want it?
I don't know. I guess you'd have to ask them. We wanted it more.
What if there's something wrong with it? Something that they know about that maybe you don't know about?
Whatever, man.
That rookie Jenkins looked good today. What did you see from his game?
Oh, he really stepped it up, huh?
Because he wants it more?
No, because he's got a great work ethic and a tremendous upside.
Well, then I guess he took it to the next level, didn't he?
Exactly, and that's what we're about. We just wanted to come out here today and make a statement.
Oh, you have a statement. Could I get an advance copy?
I didn't mean it like that.
So, was this your biggest win of the season?
Oh, no question about it.
Well, actually, that was a question. I meant it as one, anyway. Was this your biggest win of the season?
For sure. No question.
I believe I asked you in the form of a question, did I not?
You did. No question about it.
Okay, we'll move on. Did today's game set you up for the playoff push?
Well, we can't get ahead of ourselves. Well, we're just trying to play them one game at a time.
Now, that's interesting. What would we as fans see if you were, in fact, playing two or three games at a time? And since those games would be from the future, would those games still get played even though you've already played them?
What's your deal, man?
Next question. How did you feel about your effort out there today?
I gave it 110%, man.
And when did 100% stop being the standard maximum effort possible? Do you think there's a chance that over time, people will begin to believe that 110% is actually achievable?
Well, I don't think that...
Last question. Did today's performance enhance your upcoming contract negotiations?
Oh, I don't know, man. That's out of my hands. It is what it is.
But is it what it is really?
It is.
Just to clarify, though, are you saying it is what it is, or it is what it is?
What?
What is it?
It is what it is. Except when it isn't.
Thank you for clearing that up. Chris Fowler, great game today. Thanks for doing this.
Whatever, man.
And thank you to Scott McDonald down in L.A. for being Chris Fowler for us. I'm Jeff Hoyt. That's Hoytus Interruptus.